the Prime Minister, Mr. Jean-Marie Doré, who met them. And he met them separately, just informing them that we need order and safety for everybody to go peacefully and do the elections on the 19th of September, as scheduled.
But Mr. Sila, we heard reports that supporters of Mr. Conde are saying that due to problems with the Electoral Commission, the election should be postponed for a week. What is Mr. Diallo saying about this?
Well, look, Mr. Diallo has been very clear about this. He explained that normally the election should have been held on the 14th of August. The body which is responsible for organizing the elections asked for it to be postponed for the 8th of August. Mr. Conde said that let's do it on the 15th of August. Then, as soon as we approached the 15th, he moved on to say, well, let's make it on the 22nd of August. We said, okay, we can do that. And next step, he said, well, you know, the 22nd is not good. Let's make it on the 12th of September. Mr. Compaoré and Mr. Watt, the president of Senegal, came and convinced Mr. Diallo to accept. Then finally, rather than the 12th of September, it was decided to make it on the 19th of September. And as we can see it, Mr. Conde is still not ready. Just remember that he got 18.25% in the first round, and we got 44%. He has a gap, a major gap to fill in. And next to that, you should recall that if we take all the people, all the party, including Mr. Sidya Touré, Mr. Abe Sila, and all the others who are with us, we have a total of 64%. And Mr. Conde and his group, they have in the neighborhood of 30% or 33%. What that means is that, you know, he has such a major gap to fill in. He is not going to be ready even by next year. January next year, he will still be not ready to go for these elections. He has so much to fill in. He has such a major gap. You should note that Mr. Conde is a leftist. At this time, he wrote many years back a book saying that Sékou Touré was a capitalist and he was under the control of the United States, which was a major lie, of course, because Sékou Touré was a Marxist, and everybody knows that. He was a leftist. So this man is actually a Trotskyist. The only thing he knows is using force and other means. He doesn't believe really in democracy. And let me tell you that we cannot build up democracy without Democrats. And definitely this man is not a believer in freedom, and he doesn't respect the freedom of people to decide exactly who to elect. He, to illustrate that, just take what he told traders in Guinea, the Fulani traders. He is against the Fulani traders simply because many of those traders have decided to go behind Sélou Dalein Diallo freely. He simply doesn't believe in democracy.
He's simply playing games
in order to be elected.
Have you spoken to your supporters in order to comport themselves, because Diallo supporters and Conde supporters are fighting and Guineans are worried that this Sunday's election will not be peaceful? What is your presidential candidate telling your supporters?
I don't think that if we go to the elections on next Sunday, it won't be peaceful. You know, this is just tactical on the part of Mr. Conde. You know, he attacked his people. He decided, you know, to push his people to attack Mr. Diallo's meeting, people who went to his meeting, you know, in order to create this climate, this situation, in order for him to get argument for postponement of the election date. He has tried every single tactic simply to get it postponed. Just like I told you, You know, even by next January, he will not be ready.
After the meeting with the Prime Minister, what was the reaction of your presidential candidate, Mr. Diallo?
Mr. Diallo told to the Prime Minister very clearly, you know, here are the facts. You know, they are the one who started everything. They are the one who sold things. They are the one who attacked our people since Mr. Tonde came back from Ouagadougou. You know, we have made complaints. We have wrote to the government, and the government has never reacted. So the government should take it, be responsible, and make sure that it keeps order and safety for us to go to the election. And the government is not doing that. Actually, the Prime Minister went himself the last week, you know, or maybe 8 or 7 days, you know, he was in the countryside, you know, making his own campaign for the legislative, for the legislatives, which are coming later on. And also, I think many people believe he made a campaign in favor of Mr. Conde. So therefore, he himself is not neutral. He has not reacted up until now.
But the Prime Minister said that he is not supporting any one political party ahead of
which is not true. Which is not simply not true. You know, he has been playing a terrible game. Look, everybody knows that in an African context, when you start the process of democratization, it's always very difficult. It's difficult because you have tribal issues. Look at the case of Nigeria. Look at the case of Ghana. At the time of Lehman, at the time of Buzia, you know, there were issues related to tribal issues. So at the start of the democratization process, it's always difficult in an African context. So the leaders should be responsible. You know, they should be responsible and avoid making elections a tribal issue. And Mr. Conde has been doing exactly that. And he and his people have been doing exactly that. You know, making things, attacking Fulani people, Fulani traders, saying that, you know, they have a control over the trading sector. They should not have control over the political system. This is his major line of argument, and this cannot work. This is not responsible. That is why I'm telling you, you cannot make democracy without people who do not believe in democracy. Mr. Conde is definitely not a liberal. He doesn't believe in freedom. He doesn't believe really in democracy. He has only one goal, to sit and be the next president, and to control everything just like before. You know, the major issue in Guinea is really the lack of a democratic system, the lack of powerful institutions, democratic institutions. This is the major problem. And this is why our party believes that the first thing to do is to resolve those political governance issues.
Going forward, are you sure that your supporters will not engage in any violence ahead of and during Sunday's second round voting?
Well, we on our side, with 64% of the electorate in the first round of elections, you know, we are not partisan of violence. We are not partisan of fighting. The only thing we think, we believe, is, you know, going and winning the election. We want the election. We want a peaceful election to show that we are the one, you know, the party who should be leading this country for the next 5 years and bring up all the change that is needed, democratic change, economic change, and improving people's well-being and economic situations.